July 2nd, 2378. Crestwell's star, HD 63077A. Terran Federation.
Captain to the bridge! Captain to the bridge!
Captain Mateus Fofau rolled out of bed as the urgent voice of the officer of the watch blared over the intercom, counterpointed by the high-pitched wail of the emergency general quarters signal. The captain's bare feet were on the deck sole, and he was already reaching for the bedside comm before his eyes were fully open, and he jabbed the red priority key purely by feel.
Bridge.
The response came almost instantly, in a voice flat with the panic-resisting armor of training.
It's the captain, Chief Kuznetsov, Fofau said crisply. Give me Lieutenant Henderson.
Aye, sir.
There was a brief instant of silence, then another voice.
Officer of the deck, it said.
Talk to me, Gabby,
Fofau said crisply.
Skipper.
Lieutenant Gabriella Henderson, the heavy cruiser's tactical officer, had the watch, and her normally calm contralto was strained and harsh.
We've got bogeys. Lots of bogeys. They just dropped out of hyper, 12 light minutes out, and they're headed in system at over 400 gravities.
Fofau's jaw clenched. 400 gravities was 20% higher than the best Federation compensators could manage, which pretty conclusively demonstrated that whoever these people were, they weren't Federation units.
Strength estimate? He asked.
Still coming in, sir, Henderson replied flatly.
So far, we've confirmed over 70.
Fofau winced.
All right.
He was astounded by how calm his own voice sounded.
Implement first contact protocols and also spyglass and watchman. Then take us to condition 4. Make sure the governor's fully informed and tell her I'm declaring a code alpha.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll be on the bridge in 5 minutes.
Fofau continued as his sleeping cabin's door opened and his steward loped through it with his uniform.
Let's get some additional recon drones launched and headed for these people.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll see you in 5, Fofau said.
He keyed the comm off and turned to accept his uniform from the white-faced steward.